My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Swing and a drive, right center field.
John Ciambi on the call for ESPN Radio. Francisco Lindor with the grand slam yesterday, helping sink the Philadelphia Phillies in the NLDS and punching the ticket for the Let's Go Mets Go into the NLCS yesterday. 4-1, the finale. That home run right there, all four of the runs. That's how grand slams work.
Typically.
It was pretty cool to see them celebrate with Lindor at shortstop. Did you notice that? At the end of the game. So final out, usually you dogpile the pitcher on the pitcher's mound, right? Yeah. Or it's like somewhere in between like home plate and the pitcher's mound, or maybe even it's like towards the first baseline. Now is that shortstop?
Because they went to Lindor.
Yeah, Lindor hits the grand salami.
He's their horse, man.
He and Pete Alonso, dude. Mm-hmm. They're getting it done. And that sunk the Phillies, who were very, very, very excited. They were so pumped. They wanted it so bad.
I've mentioned this before. I hate pretty much every Northeastern team in professional sports, but I got a weird soft spot for Philly.
I do, too.
It's weird.
Well, it's because they're fans. Their fans are like this, and this was absolutely incredible. This is from WFMZ News. Mm. Action News 89.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away, and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake.
Courtney O'Neill was not a fan of that outcome.
I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort because this is crap. It's full of crap.
And she wasn't the only one. One woman told us she literally drove all the way up the East Coast just to see the Phillies lose.
I had back pain from the hurricane maybe 6 or 7 hours ago. I drove 21 hours up here and I came here. My first stop, I had no sleep. No sleep. I'm here from the hurricane and my Phillies are losing. I don't know what else to say.
And two guys we met had to walk home in nothing but overalls with Phillies logos.
We're fed up. We're fed up. We have such great expectations and now we're just stuck.
I've already hit the fifth stage of grief. It's called acceptance. Acceptance that this team will not win for the next 5 years probably.
But Courtney hasn't reached that acceptance phase just yet.
And I want everyone gone. I want the bartenders gone. I want Xfinity gone. I want my best friend gone.
This isn't the Boston Red Sox or the Chicago Cubs and going 100 years without winning a world title. The Phillies won a World Series in 2008, and they've been back before.
Yeah, get a grip, people.
Good Lord.
Try being a Blazers fan for crying out loud.
No, these are Philly fans, and Philly fans are wired differently.
I mean, you can hear that. They didn't do it now, and they'll never do it again. It's like, they were just there!
Two worst days in my life, when my dog died and then when that home run was hit.
Good God!
Right? And she said when the home run was hit, it passed the dog dying.
Yeah, but you know what? She's living a good life.
Bull crap.
No, you just don't care about the Blazers enough. I think that's what it is. You don't care about the Blazers like she cares about the Phillies, Rust. You live and die with the Philly fanatic?
Hey, I remember being in like a four overtime game against the Suns, riding one of those handrails in the aisle like it was a horse. I was really drunk, but
it actually
told
wasn't.
Me I don't care about the Blazers.
It wasn't
do
actually.
You have
moving.
A Blaze the Trail cat fetish because she might
or with or the Trailblazers. Are you ever walked to Moda Center in your Blazers overalls?
Yeah, dude.
Those are becoming a thing
everywhere.
I could
see you wearing Blazers overalls, Danny.
Wow.
Wow. Absolutely.
Come on now.
You're telling me you're not above Blazers overalls?
I mean, if they're baggy enough.
Yeah, see?
But have you noticed like the
Danny
the
wearing team? His Blazers overalls and Crocs? Yeah, I could see it.
Have you noticed the team-themed overalls at college football?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has taken over every. Yeah. It used to be seemingly be like Wisconsin was the team that I always associated
Indiana,
with.
Indiana with red and white stripes.
Yeah, red and white stripes. Those two teams, the two teams that I always associate with it. There was an entire student section in UNC Minnesota. There was the Arkansas game this weekend. There was an entire student section wearing them. And
well, that tracks.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, both those places, that tracks.
Again, but like they're just popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, is this a new bit? Like,
so, I bet they're cheap.
A&M.
And they're new.
A&M has them too.
Also, again, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I think it's a school uniform. You either dress like
actually,
a.
You're not.
You either
far
dress
off.
Like a cadet.
Yeah.
Or you wear your Farmer. A&M overalls. Yeah. And you kind of have to do it.
What does the A&M stand for?
I don't know this joke.
No, I was being serious.
Oh, agriculture and military. Yeah, yep, that's what it stands for. Yeah. I thought you had a cute little joke to add on there.
I mean, I do, but can't say it.
Yeah, our boss really hates Texas A&M.
Well, he's a Texas dude.
Yeah, I should share it with
him. I mean, he has got some... you bring up A&M, and whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
There's some words that come out of his mouth that I don't ever hear him say.
It's like listening to Kramer in the Mel Torme episode where they think he's got, anyway.
Wow,
I thought you were
going to
say
like,
when Kramer stand really, up, and I was like, whoa!
I really let the epithet fly.
Wow. But Philly fans they're in a tough spot.
They were in a World Series 2 years ago.
I know, but Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni hate each other. Uh-huh.
Phillies lost.
Phillies lose to the Mets, too. Like, that's a tough one, especially after everything that went down this entire year. Do you see the L that Ken Rosenthal was taking yesterday?
Oh, I mean, to be fair, I kind of respect the Padres players for doing it.
No, another L.
Oh.
Yes, so Ken Rosenthal taking an L because he wrote a scathing article. He's covering the Dodgers-Padres series.
And he basically called the Padres players little whiny brats. Meanwhile, the Dodgers escaped every bit of that. And
yeah.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
And he posted this article like hours before the game. So the Padres players were like, we're not doing in-game interviews with him then. No, take a hike, Pally. And it didn't work out for the Padres. They got boat raced.
Yeah.
But the other one... is that Ken Rosenthal had a report earlier in the year about the Atlanta Braves, and it was like the manager of the Braves had said he didn't like the 5-day layoff between the wild card and the DS when it starts. He'd rather just play right through.
Just keep going, yeah.
And Phillies fans were,
mocking.
Just going, oh, okay, yeah, you're going to blame your losses on the 5-day layoff. Well, that happened, like, very beginning of this regular season, this past spring. And so that clip starts resurfacing on the heels of the Padres boycotting him, where he's making it sound like the Braves are kind of complaining about having that 5-day gap, and Philly fans were just piling on over the top on that, just being like, oh, Braves are soft. They can't, you win the division, and you're going to say that's your excuse and your complaint. Well, the Phillies had the 5-day layoff and they lost in the NLDS.
Oops. Also, apropos of nothing, we've been pointed out on the old Vancouver Ford text line, A&M is not agricultural and military. It's agricultural and mechanical.
Oh, look at that. Well, we also have mining coming in. It's a lot of things.
Well, I just pulled it up on the Googles, too.
It's mechanical?
Check. Yes.
Okay. God, I've always been told it was agriculture and military. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, me too. That's what I always say. Well, they have their cadets and their little yell leaders dress up like they're in the military.
Mm.
Are they in the ROTC program or anything? Or do they...
Or are they just cosplaying?
I think this makes them
I think that's
more,
stolen valor.
I think this makes them more culty.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. All right. Well, tough segment for Phillies and Texas A&M fans.
Oh,
let's wrap that up there.
As I say, our boss probably appreciates the fact that we're finding a way to make fun of Texas A&M.
And we will.
Yeah. So there you go.
We will.
I'll expect to see that bump in my paycheck on Friday.
I saw that... Diego Pavia was surprised on an interview that he was doing with Johnny Manziel. He's a big Johnny Manziel fan.
He does kind of look like
the Vanderbilt quarterback who went nuts.
He does kind of look like Johnny.
Yeah.
Like,
no, he's much more of a thick boy.
But I mean, like,
yeah,
he looks like him in the
face. He got a little bit of that vibe. Yeah, for sure.
It's an interesting one.
He looks older than him, though, too, even.
Oh, yeah.
Like, older than Manziel.
Well, I mean, Johnny did the drugs that keep you young.
Wait. What? Huh?
You know, the good kind.
Okay. Tiger blood?
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Cool.
Straight to the dome.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.